Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 6. When man began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive. And they took as their wives any they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of man, and they bore children to them. They were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, 'I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them.' But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Last Monday, we heard from Genesis 5, the genealogy of the fathers who were born, begot their sons, and who died. And rounding up that list, we heard that Lamech begat Noah. And the promise that was given to Adam and Eve still rang down through those ages. For Lamech called his name Noah and said, "This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed." Perhaps this one. It's no wonder they longed for the Messiah. Things in the world were looking grim. The sons of the righteous fathers found that the girls across the way were kind of pretty, and they married them. Those sons married the daughters of profane men. And as often happens, even in our day, the righteous found themselves fallen from the faith. The faith was found in fewer places due to that corrupting influence. Later, this would continue. God would warn his people not to intermarry with the pagan peoples for the same reason. St. Paul continued it with the word of the Lord, "Do not be unequally yoked together, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?" But as you know, sinners don't often listen to the Lord's wisdom, and then we wonder why things fall apart. And in Noah's day, they fell apart. The creation was choked with thorns and thistles of sin. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You think it's bad now. The Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. Unless one has a heart of stone, those words cut. For a father to regret his very children is a sorrowful thing. When fathers come to the point of this kind of regret, things don't often go well. For along with the sorrow and the grieved heart, it often portends a day of wrath, a visitation of punishment on those who have brought him to that point. And everyone rues the day that the father is brought to that point of regret. Moses makes the point that there was one man in all the earth with whom the Lord was well pleased. That man's name was Noah, the herald of righteousness. He lived in reverent fear of the Lord, not a sinless man, but righteous by living in repentance and faith toward God. That one found favor. He was the last of the righteous. It would be him and his family, them alone on earth, that would find salvation in the great ark of God. And God then would pour his wrath out upon the earth, drown it with all its hard-heartedness and stiff-necked unbelief. And we know that Noah preached as he built that ark. but no one listened. And the flood of divine judgment and wrath came upon all the ungodly, upon all the face of the earth. God condemned the world, and Noah became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. But Noah would not be the fulfillment of his father's desire. Much as Lamech piously desired it, Noah was not the Christ. Though he found favor with God, he was not the redeemer of all mankind. That one would be born later, born under the law, born of a woman who had likewise found favor in the sight of God. And this Son of God took on the wickedness of man and all those evil intentions of every heart. This was the one the Father spoke of from heaven at his baptism. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus is the favored one of God the Father. And upon Jesus, the favor of God rests as it rested upon no other. And being the favored Son, Jesus received special treatment. In him was met all the wickedness of man, the things you find in your own heart, hatred, lust, betrayal, anger, fear, guilt, and shame. Upon his righteous and holy Son, God poured out his full wrath. A wrath fiercer than the flood which swallowed the world, for it swallowed his own Son. And his Son cried out to him, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That one suffered for your wickedness and your shame and your vice. It is his hands and feet which paid your price in his blood. His crown declares that he is your suffering king. His own people mocked and taunted him. And his final words were, it is finished, as he gave up his spirit. And the soldier lanced his side, and the water and the blood flowed out. True love for the loveless. Three days being dead, the women find his grave empty. He is not here, he has risen as he said. How the grace of God abounds to us through this one man, Jesus Christ. He is the Son of righteousness, risen with healing in his wings, and he says to us, behold, I make all things new. His life has atoned for our sin, and we are made whole, and with him we receive new life, new light, new hope, new strength, and new powers. You are the baptized of Christ. You have received favor from your Father in heaven. You find favor in his eyes for the sake of his beloved Son, and he has set you into the ark of his church. He seals you in and covers you with his hand. He bears you through the chaos and the turmoil of this life, this wicked age, this fallen world. You have been baptized into Christ Jesus as in a flood of great waters. And the Holy Spirit, that dove from heaven, bears the symbols of peace to you in the sprig of the divine word. And like our father Noah, we live in reverent fear of our God, putting our trust in him, though we live in the midst of a great and wicked age. We live holy lives, set apart from the great teeming mass of sin. We are made righteous by the blood of Christ shed for our sins, righteousness that comes by faith toward God our Savior. Yes, you can go to your work and back to your families knowing that you have found favor and not doubting that. Not because of works you have done, but what works have been done for you. You've been washed in the water and the blood, and you've been blessed from heaven. The Lord is well pleased with you. He calls you now a son, a favored son, all for the sake of Jesus, the Son of God, born of Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.